preach tonight from the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 22. A familiar scripture that I'm going to be using tonight. And I covet your prayers for just a few minutes. And I want to preach to you tonight on the subject of climb that mountain. Climb that mountain. There's some of you that are listening to me tonight. You believe that our president is going to get us out. There's some of you tonight that believe that Congress and Senate is going to get us in the right direction. Well, you just believe that all you want to. Amen. The author and finisher of my faith is going to bring us through. One day God is going to turn to his son. And God is going to look at his son and say, son, enough is enough. Go get your bride. And the bride's going to shake itself for the last time. They'll leave, my family will leave there. I'll leave here. If it were tonight. And somewhere in between here and home, we'll hook up. Amen. Woo! That's how real it is. Amen. That's how real it is, folks. We're moving out of here. Amen. This world is not my home. No, sir. I'm in search of a city. Whose builder? I'm in search of a city whose builder and maker is Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. You may not be, but I am. I'm going home. Let me read Genesis chapter 22. In verse 1, the scripture said, and it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now I want you to get verse 5. Now you've got to look, and I want you to listen to this. Abraham didn't know what was going down. He did. But notice what he said in the latter part of verse 5. And come again to you. You hold on to that. You hold on to that. Amen. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Yeah. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Yeah. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. This evening I want to talk to you about three things from this scripture. Three things. I got through eating dinner today, came back over to the parsonage, and laid down on the couch and watched a little bit of TV and read the scripture. Fell off to sleep. God spoke to my heart about three things from this scripture. And I want to share it with you tonight for just a few minutes. And I want to talk to you tonight about climbing a mountain. Every child of God has mountains that they must climb. And every child of God will not understand every mountain that they must climb. I don't understand January the 22nd, 2016, why my Lord took my daddy. I don't understand that. Somebody said, preacher, it'll get better. It's never got better for me. It's never got better. Hadn't been a day that's went by what I hadn't thought about my daddy. There hadn't been a day that's went by that I haven't thought about the things that he and I used to do together. Amen. There's been things that's happened in my life since the day that my daddy went to glory. Boy, I'd give anything under the sun if I had my daddy here to help me make a decision. Amen? Yeah, listen. I've had to climb a mountain since my dad has left me. Amen? I've had to climb a mountain. The situation hadn't always been the best situation. Amen? I have a son that lives at home, not too far from where I live. He's not living right tonight. He's not going to church like he needs to go. And I'll get after him and he'll run when I start talking to him about getting right with God and getting where he needs to be. Listen, I know how it feels as a parent to know when you've got a child out of the will of God. That's not a good feeling, Brother William. Amen. That's a scary feeling. Amen. My wife is fixing to have surgery in 2 weeks. It's a scary feeling. Amen. When somebody that you've lived together with for 37 years who's never had anything wrong with her, never been anything bad that's ever happened to her, and she's facing surgery. Listen, my friend, it's uncertain. Things is uncertain that's going on around us tonight. And if you don't see that, you need to open your eyes. It's there. But there's something that I have to do. There's something that I have to do. And listen, I've got to do just what Abraham done. I've got to do just like Abraham done. Not only must I do what Abraham done, you must do what Abraham done. And friends, your life will be what God wants it to be. Now I want you to notice in this scripture what Abraham done. The first thing that he done, he obeyed God. He obeyed what God told him to do. What God instructed him to do, he obeyed the voice of God. And that's what every child of God must do. If you want to have a productive and a fruitful life for the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to obey what God has laid down and what God instructs you to do. I don't care what Washington says. I don't care what this left-wing media liberal bunch says. Hey, man, I'm going to follow what the book says. I'm going to live by the scripture. I'm going to follow the book the best I know how. Hallelujah. It says to obey. God told him, get that boy, get that wood, get everything ready and saddle it on the donkey. And he done exactly what God told him to do. Now, for you to obey God, I'm going to give you a nugget. To obey God, you got to trust him. If you got, if you're going to obey God, you got to trust him. Huh? You got to trust him. I don't trust Montgomery. I don't trust 40 acres of hell across the Potomac. Amen. I don't trust Washington. Mm-mm. No, sir. But I've got one tonight that I trust. He's the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. He made this world in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rested. Amen. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. He took his hand and he waved it toward the sky, and the stars and the sun appeared in the moon. Amen. Oh, he took his finger and he done it just like that and made the Mississippi River. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I trust him tonight. I trust him tonight. Do you trust him tonight? Oh, to obey the voice of God, you must trust him. You must trust him. I think about a boy that lived, that was, I put in a bull rush. Oh, I feel it now. Oh, that little old lad of a boy was put in a basket, and it floated right down the river. Mama took care of him. Oh, he'd go to the Pharaoh, and he'd tell Pharaoh what needed to take place and what needed to go on. Yeah. Went over to Pharaoh one day and said, let my people go. Yeah. Oh, and Pharaoh looked at him and said, who's going with you? Yeah. He said, we're going to take her young. Yeah. We're going to take her old. Right. We're getting out of here. Amen. Yeah. And Pharaoh said, take them and get out of here. And oh, they started on that journey in search of Canaan land. They started on the journey to the promised land and got over there a certain way. And Pharaoh realized what he done. He sent his captain of his army. He sent a host of men after the children of Israel. Oh, but there was a man there that had a staff in his hand, that trusted God, that had a speech impediment. He couldn't talk plain. He couldn't speak plain. But he got over there to the Red Sea, and he saw the Red Sea. Behind him was Pharaoh and the Egyptian army. And he looked to his right, and he looked to his left, and he saw desert land. And he reached and he took that staff, and he pointed to the Red Sea. And he began to pray to the Heavenly Father. You see, when you obey God, you trust him, God will come on the scene. Hallelujah. Oh, that water began to part. Some theologians teach in our seminaries that it was 3 inches deep. That's still a miracle. Yeah, that's still a miracle, isn't it? Stay with me now, I'm not through with this. Yeah, it's still a miracle if it's 3 inches deep. If it's 100 foot deep, it's still a miracle. Because God parted the Red Sea. And all the children of Israel crossed over on dry land. And when the last one crossed over, amen, here come that Egyptian army. All of a sudden, God moved his hand from the Red Sea, and every one of them drowned in the Red Sea. And the reason why was because God, oh, listen, Moses trusted what God said. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Oh, well, preacher, 3 inches, man shouldn't have drowned. No, he shouldn't. Amen. If it had been 3 inches deep, I'd been all right. God drowned every one of them. Yeah. Little as much. Woo! Little as much when God is in. Do y'all realize what kind of God we serve tonight? Boy, y'all had him muzzled down. Amen. Listen, I'm like a wild man when it comes to this preaching. Amen. It's like back in the day when I used to play football. Amen. Boy, I got after it. Yes, sir. And I believe we're to get after it preaching. Amen. I believe we're to get after it worshiping God. Yes, sir. Because he's alive and he's well. Hallelujah. Trust. Trust. Obey the voice of God. Obey what the scripture says. And trust him. I think about another fella. Bible said he was a praying man. Get up in the morning, he'd pray. Dinner time come, he'd pray. When the sun was going down, he's a praying. Amen. King passed a law that you couldn't pray. Wasn't going to slow him down. Wasn't going to slow him down a bit. No. He just kept on praying. Oh, and they arrested him. Brought him over at the courthouse. Daniel, you've been praying. You see, I'm talking about trust. I'm talking about trust. Y'all get what I'm saying? Yeah, help me out. I'm not at the funeral home, amen. I'm over at God's house where there's life and joy and peace. I'm over where the bread of life's being offered. Put old Daniel down there and came over the lion's den. Brother William, I can see it tonight. Daniel probably never had a good night's sleep till that night. They pushed him in them lion's den. Old Daniel walked right on in. Those lions looked at him. When me and you get to heaven, the lamb's going to lay down with the lion. I'm a marching. I preached on last night. March on, amen. I'm just going to march on, amen. I'm going to a city one day where the lamb's going to lay down with the lion, amen. I'm going to a place one day where the dove's going to sit down on top of the bird's head, amen. Oh, a land of joy and bliss. They throw me down in that lion's den. He walked right in there. Them lions, I believe they encircled. Oh, I'm just the old Daniel. Lord, it's me again. Scripture don't say how he prayed. What did he say? But he prayed. Lord, it's me again. It's old Daniel. Lord, I'm in a pickle. Lord, I'm in a fix. I've been praying and talking to you, and I've got in trouble for praying and talking to you, and Lord, I need some help. I can hear heaven tonight. I can hear heaven tonight, Brother William. I can hear heaven say, help's on the way. Help's on the way. Can I tell you, help's on the way? You sung that song, Victory in Jesus. Help's on the way. Boy, help swung through those bars, that man, where Daniel was. Them lions was going around and around him. Yes, sir. And all of a sudden, you remember that drawing power I was telling you about? Boy, the holiest church ain't got nothing on me. One of them said, preacher, you got the second blessing. I've had the second, third, fourth, and fifth. Amen. Every time I get an opportunity to preach, amen, and feel the glory of God, it's a blessing within itself. Boy, that drawing power come in that prison house. Them lines just laid down. I can see old Daniel after he got through talking to the Lord. Lord, I'm going to lay down now. Lord, I'm going to lay down now. He laid his head down on the shoulder of the biggest lion in the den. Amen. Went to sleep. Amen. I wonder if he... I think about that song we sung at my granddaddy's funeral, "What a Meeting in the Air." Wretched lives are oh so sad to see. Oh yes. Oh, but that meeting in the air. I kind of think Daniel felt that serenity. I kind of think Daniel felt that comfort. I think Daniel felt that peace when he was in that lion's den. God bless your heart tonight. God's wanting you to feel the same thing tonight. In that mountain that you're climbing with your family, that you're climbing with your children, or your spouse, or people that you work with, God's wanting you to feel that peace tonight. God's wanting you to feel that glory in your life tonight. Oh, hallelujah. What about them Hebrew boys? What about them boys? I'm not even going to go there with that. I'll keep you another 30 minutes if I go there with that. Them Hebrew boys. Yeah. Heated that fiery furnace up 7-10 times hotter than it was. 7 times. And all the men that stood outside the fiery furnace was consumed, burning up. Amen. Pushed them on in that fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar and his Jenny Dixons and soothsayers and concubines looked into the fiery furnace, and one of them looked at Nebuchadnezzar and said, "O king, did we not cast 3 men into the fiery furnace?" Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Some of you in the fiery furnace tonight. And the other one looked and replied to King Nebuchadnezzar, said, "Yes." And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking around." Hallelujah. Oh, he looks like his feet is like grass. And over in the book of Revelation, John said, the Savior's feet was like brass if it had been burned in a fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. You see, when you're climbing a mountain, you got to obey and you got to trust. Now, I love your preacher. Your preacher's a man of God, but he's a human being. And if I needed advice, he'd be one of the first ones I'd go to. Can I tell you something? Don't want to hurt your feelings. You may not always be right. Thunder on, Brother Danny. Thunder on. Amen. This thing's right. Have you got your book laying beside you? Thank you, ma'am. Hold that thing up. Amen. It's always right. It's always right. Hallelujah. It's always right. Trust him tonight. Trust him tonight. Hallelujah. Now, can I move on to my second? What that scripture say? It was 4-5. I'm not up there at the book. But the scripture said that Abraham and Isaac worshipped. Whether things are good or bad, just worship. Just worship.
Amen.
Just worship. We have a preacher. His name is David Breen. He has cerebral palsy. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee now. And he was at my church a few years ago. And he has to have a nurse. He has a personal nurse that goes with him everywhere he preaches. David Breen, he's getting up to come behind my pulpit. He's stumbling. And that nurse is helping him up. And boy, I mean, I just stood there and I looked at him and I wept as he took the pulpit. And the first thing he done, he didn't thank me for inviting him. But he looked across that congregation and this is what he said. I heard no story. Man with cerebral palsy. Can't even walk basically. Tonight, if we got cerebral palsy, if we've got cancer, if y'all find me out there in the morning with a massive heart attack, my body's done turned blue, would you gather around and lift your hands and sing victory in Jesus? Somebody said, why should we sing victory in Jesus? I've made it home. I've made it home. Let me wrap this up. They're giving an altar call. Somebody needs to come to the altar. You're climbing a mountain. You need to get down here and unload it tonight. You trust and obey God and worship. God is going to give provisions. God is going to take care of you. And you don't understand it when it happens. And I don't think Abraham understood it when it happened. But this is what God showed me. Abraham and Isaac started up this side of the mountain. Yeah. Down here at the bottom.
Yeah.
And over here on the other side of the mountain stood Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Saw a ram with horns over there. Reached down, picked him up, and put him under his arm. Every step that Abraham and Isaac made up that mountain, God was making the same steps. God's provisions. God's provisions. God's going to get you through it. God is going to take care of you. And listen, when Abraham got up there to the top of the mountain, had everything ready and prepared, God was over there on the other side of the holler with that ram up under his arm. God thought to himself, well, he's done everything I've told him to do. I'm going to take care of him. I can just see God reaching over and patting that little old ram on the head and said, son, get over there in that thicket of briars. God takes care of his people. God takes care of his people. Church, I'm going to tell you tonight, mine's not in stocks and bonds. Mine's not in state retirement. But my mind's in Jehovah Jireh. I've never missed a meal. I've never went without paying a light bill. I've never walked to church and preached barefoot. I've never went to the church indecently. I've always had clothes. God's took care of me. We don't live in a plush palace over there in the edge of Sardis community. It's just a house. I noticed the other morning I got to do some floor repair. Got a rotten spot next to the commode and the sink. It's dwindling, it's fading away. Just a house. Oh, but I'll tell you what. I've obeyed, I've trusted, I've worshiped, and I've realized that God's going to take care of me. And one day, God is going to look at me and say, son, you fought the fight. It's time to come home. It's time to come home. I don't deserve, I don't need a mansion. You know, he may be over the mantle right now, polishing it. That's the last thing. Put that dust rag down. Well, I think I'm going to go get old Tim tonight. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. I got a little old grandson that's 8 years old. He knows more Bible than I know. God's got his hand on him. The other day, me and him was up there at the woodpile busting firewood about a month ago. He looked at me and he said, "Pop," he said, "it's going to be grand and glorious."
Yeah.
When me and you get to heaven.
Hey,
8 years old.
Hey, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I said, "What'd you say?" He said, "Pop, it's going to be grand and glorious when me and you get to heaven."
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I said, "Son, the half has never been told."
Yeah.
Oh, I throwed my hands up with the holler and the carrying on. Amen. I said, "Lord, I want to thank you. That boy's in a haven of rest." Amen. He's in the ark of safety. He's headed home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Drove to Tuscaloosa. Baptized that boy last year. Boy, I knocked baptismal water all over the place in that old big church down there. That preacher looked at me and he said, "Man, you crazy." I said, "You get a hold of what I got, you'll do the same thing."
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. These boys that get up here and lecture and talk, that's good. That's all right. But boy, you get what I got, you strike fire with God where I did.
Yeah.
Boy, it'll be different. Amen.
Amen.
I just can't help it. Somebody's climbing a mountain
today. Yeah. Yeah.
And boy, it's rough. It's hard. And God told me to tell you, just trust me.
Yeah.
Just obey me.
Yeah.
Keep worshiping.
Yes, sir.
And I'll take care of you.
Yes, sir. He will.
Amen.
Now, if you hadn't been doing that, you don't need to wait on these song directors and these dear piano player and organists to come. You just need to get up right now. Come on, y'all. Amen. And you need to get down on your knees and say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way I've been. I'm sorry, Lord, I hadn't been trusting you and obeying you. God, I want to make it right with you." Amen. Boy, I tell you, if you'll do it with a repentant heart, you'll walk out of this place singing that song. Singing that song. Can I talk about marching? Just marching on. Amen. Marching on. Can I pick them up a little high? Can I pick them up? I'm a marching, amen. I'm a marching, amen. Yeah, and I'm singing victory in Jesus, amen. Yes, sir. You can sing it, you can march on tonight. You repent and get in this altar. I'm done.